Do you have what it takes? There's a ton of evidence that suggests entrepreneurs are born out of circumstances that lead them into making a move into being their own boss. Hi, my name's Dan Nichols. I'm the author of Lemonade Stand Simple and the voice coach on all of the included audio tracks. I'm absolutely convinced that what I have to offer you can make a difference in your life. Having been a small business coach and consultant for several years and self-employed since the age of 18, I'm extremely familiar with the stuff that runs through the mind of an entrepreneur before and after the venture and to self-employment. The fears, the lies, the unknown, and the worry. That's exactly why I made this program. I made it to help you with not just the tactical and strategic planning stuff, but the mental hurdles that often get in the way of our success. We all know there are a ton of small business planning books and websites out there, a ton. The difference, though, with my strategic planning program is that unlike the competition, I boiled off much of the stuff that entrepreneurs never do anyhow and provided you with the nuts and bolts in a simple question and answer format. So you won't be spending hours answering questions or writing long paragraphs about stuff that doesn't matter. The kicker, though, the real kicker, the difference maker, is that I coach you through this entire program. I don't give you a flight manual and a bunch of data on how to fly in the morning and throw you in the cockpit to solo in the afternoon. Instead, I'm here with you through the whole process. I know what fears and struggles entrepreneurs face because I am one. I've been there too, but today, right now, is your time to turn it around, strategize, and create some opportunity for yourself. Opportunity is only possible when action is taken. As the famous quote says, don't confuse motion with action. In fact, beyond any one thing that you'll face off with, I think people struggle most with resistance. In reality, it's them allowing resistance to keep them from what they're after. The resistance is the business end of fear. So let's both take a journey to helping you become a master of your destiny. Let's move into a new realm of possibility. As your virtual coach, I'll be right here in your corner helping you through the business planning process. I want to congratulate you, first and foremost, for taking this step and realizing your dreams as an entrepreneur. Not to bore you, but instead to meet you. Let me share with you in brief my story and how I arrived at being an entrepreneur, a business consultant, and finally an author. You may find some similarities in your life. I was born and grew up in the middle-class suburb of Detroit. It's called Royal Oak, Michigan. Believe it or not, none of my family members or close relatives work for an auto company, and there's not a farm in sight. I'm the second oldest of four children, and for as long as I can remember, I had three dreams in order. One, to be a professional baseball player. Two, to be a heavy metal singer. And three, to be a successful entrepreneur. After the baseball dream became less and less likely, and my difficulty in hitting a high note thwarted my singing career, I was left with one of those dreams, and that was to be an entrepreneur. When most teens were thinking about sports heroes and college campuses, I was thinking about how to start, own, and operate my own real estate empire. I remember my dad would always say how important working was, but he'd always follow that statement and say that I should be smarter than him and not plan to work in a warehouse like he did. I agreed early on and looked for ways to make money that could somehow spike the curve on hourly wages. I worked a handful of odd jobs through junior high and high school and even started a couple small businesses. I lent lunch money to kids for a nice return, sold candy during class at three times cost, installed phones, and hey, it's Michigan, I shoveled snow. Not having enough money to start a business after high school graduation, I reluctantly took a job for the summer, working for a nice but moody guy with a landscaping business. He was very short-tempered, but he ran his business in an organized fashion, and along the way I was able to see that it wasn't rocket science. In part, I was made to see a business from the inside, and the fact that business owners weren't necessarily brain surgeons, just people like you and I. This more or less shattered the notion I had growing up that the self-employed were somehow smarter than those that worked for them. I was able to see that I too could run my own business. So a few months after the season ended, I convinced my father to co-sign a loan for me. $4,500 and a winter's thaw later, I was in business. I bought a trailer and attached it to my high school sweetheart, my bondoed 1976 green Pontiac Le Mans. My first goal was to buy a home with the profits. I don't know what drove me more. Money, wealth, and a desire for power or wanting to impress the ladies. At the closing table at the age of 21, my view and perspective on money completely changed. I saw that money on its own wasn't enough for me. There is no doubt that making money is important, but by no means am I saying And I'm not trying to say it's not, but you may want to consider the first of many questions. Is money the only reason that you want to start your business? If it is, I can assure you it'll never be enough. Start your own business because you want to make a difference. You want to express yourself to the world or free up your lifestyle so you'll have time to spend with others where time didn't exist before. Do something that answers that call from your soul to express yourself. Do the thing that you can't stop thinking about doing. Exercise your passion. As a seasoned entrepreneur, I can tell you that beyond doing something you enjoy, having some control over your career, your time, and therefore your life is another nice perk. Start a business because you want the security of running your own enterprise. Start a business because you don't want to miss the special times with your children, your family, your friends. Start a business that sheds light on your passion and showcases your gifts. Go from imagination to vocation because it's you answering your heart's unique desire. We all have gifts, the first of which is life. And it may be that your gift is being a great communicator. If that's true, then find a business that's full of opportunity and allows your communication skills to get a workout. Maybe your gift is an uncanny ability to calm pets or build bikes. Look to the things that you love to do and the things that you do well for your heart's desire, your passion. Being able to love what you do and not even notice the time go by, I think is truly one of the greatest gifts of all. And getting paid for it only makes it better. Let's be totally honest. Money, which is the result of the energy, intention, and passion directed toward your truth, makes life easier. This program you're listening to now is the complete and total expression of what I'm passionate about. I love to help people turn their dreams into profits. Think about all the things that you can't do where there's a lack of money. And let me be clear in this opening audio track that I am more wealthy with time than I am cash, but I am 99% aware of how I'll have both shortly. Won't it be nice to have a successful business? In fact, after this audio track, take a few minutes and go nuts. No rules, no fears. Employ a boundless imagination. Ask yourself what it is you want. Not what it is the world told you should settle for, but instead what you want. Ask yourself, what is it that if I believed it down to my last cell, could change everything? Make the fear moot and make the person you'll become so darn amazing that you'll blow the hat right off your head. When I suggest you make the fear moot or irrelevant, consider it in the way it would be if you had to rescue your child from a burning building. Nothing would stop you, and the consequences would be completely an afterthought. Visualize yourself with some of the things that money can buy. Imagine the lives that you can impact with that money. Imagine not having a problem paying your bills. Imagine being able to go to places that you've never been. Money allows for a whole new level of freedom. Visualizing yourself as successful will send chills down your spine, and if it doesn't, know that there are deeply held beliefs keeping you from that excitement. This is all part of preparing your brain for where you're headed. Consider that being in debt and being broke all the time is a form of slavery to your lack of abundance. It's exciting to go out and make things happen in life. Don't die a spectator, and let us both recognize that simply surviving day to day isn't the life that we were meant to live. Think about that for a while before we go to audio track 2 and move on with the program. If you care to take any notes on these sections, I provided a small blank white space area called the audio scratch pad. And I've even gone ahead and included key points from each audio segment to make it easier on you. Now remember, depending on how you're working this program, you'll need to get to the next audio track. If you're working through it on your computer, which is how most of all of you will be doing it, simply click the speaker icon to start the next audio track. Sometimes some fill-in-the-blank question and answer stuff will follow the audio, and sometimes it won't. So proceed to the next track.